Hashem Nasim Natsiach. We're up to Shir number 6 in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. To properly prepare for the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, we must achieve absolute clarity regarding the true essence of Din, judgment. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph establishes a fundamental rule regarding divine governance. It says there, Machusa da Arak Ein Machusa da Rakia. Kingship on earth is modeled after the kingship of heaven. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem explains that a Kadosh Baruch Hu intentionally models his governance, his hanhaga, of the world after human judicial systems. Heaven operates with formal judicial proceedings, with prosecuting angels, makachikim, and defending angels, sanhagrim. A formal accounting is conducted where merits, zechuyos, are weighed directly against sins, avoinos. Omnisciently, a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows every secret thought and past action instantly. He has no technical need for a courtroom trial or prosecuting angels or defending angels. So why does he do all this? Reb Chaim Freeland explains that Hashem instituted this exact judicial system specifically for our benefit. By establishing a human understandable judicial system model, Hashem enables us to comprehend the gravity of our actions. It allows us to understand how to prepare ourselves for the din through tshuva and through ma'asim tovim. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesayin Amud Aleph states that on Rosh Hashanah all inhabitants of the world pass before Hashem for judgment, kimnei moroin, like sheep passing one by one before a shepherd. The Braisa, the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, teaches that while every individual is judged on Rosh Hashanah, the final decree, the Gzar Din, and the sealing of judgment, the Chasima, occur on Yom Kippur. Rav Kruspadai, in the name of Yochanan, states that three distinct Asfarim are opened in Shemayim and Rosh Hashanah. Number one, Tzadikim Gemurim, inscribed and sealed immediately, it says there, Nechtomim La'alter, for life, L'chaim. Number two, Rasham Gemurim, absolute Rasham, inscribed and sealed immediately, Nechtomim La'alter, for Miso. And Beinanim, the intermediate, their judgment remains suspended Luyin Va'imdim from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. If they merit, they are inscribed in the Book of Life. Loi Zochu, if they're not, they're inscribed for death. Now, Tosfos asks in Divrei Maskil, Sfarim asks a glaring question in the Gemara. We frequently observe righteous individuals who pass away during the year following Rosh Hashanah. Conversely, we observe complete wicked individuals who continue to live, prosper, and flourish physically throughout the year. How can the Gemara state that Tzaddikim are sealed immediately for life and Rishayim for death? Tosfos answers that when the Gemara speaks of Chaim, life, and Miso, death, it's not referring to physical life and death in Olam Hazeh. Rather, it refers to spiritual life and death in Olam Haba. Tzaddikim Gemurim, the complete Tzaddikim, sealed immediately for the eternal life of Olam Haba, and the Rishayim Gemurim sealed immediately for spiritual death, Misa, Kares, and Olam Haba. Physical death or survival in Olam Hazeh is governed by a separate temporal calculations. Tosfos' explanation, while resolving the apparent contradiction, introduces four major difficulties that require deeper analysis. Number one, by definition, Olam Haba refers to the eternal world of reward that an individual enters after his physical life on earth has concluded. What is the meaning of a person receiving an annual judgment for Olam Haba every single year on Rosh Hashanah while still living in Olam Hazeh? Number two, in the Sana Taikif, we recite, B'Rosh Hashanah Yikasevim, B'Yom Tzom Kippur Yuchasevim. On Rosh Hashanah it's written, and on Yom Kippur it's sealed. This liturgy and the Gemara on 16a in Brachas implies that everyone, not just Beinanim, the writing, the Kasiva, occurs on Rosh Hashanah, and the sealing, the Chasima, occurs on Yom Kippur. How does this align with Rav Kruspadai's statement that Tzaddikim and Rishayim receive immediate Chasima on Rosh Hashanah? Number three, regarding Beinanim, the Gemara states that on Yom Kippur, it says, Nechtavim v'nechtamim, they are written and sealed. This phrasing implies that both writing and the sealing occur in Yom Kippur for Beinanim, rather than the writing in Rosh Hashanah and sealing in Yom Kippur. Number four, Halacha dictates that on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, we greet one another with Lashon Tova Tikasim V'Seichasim, may you be inscribed and sealed for a good year. If Chasima, the sealing for Benjamin, is delayed until Yom Kippur, why do we bless everyone with immediate Tikasim, sealing on Rosh Hashanah night? Are we making an assumption that every Jew we greet is automatically a Tzaddik Gomer who receives immediate sealing on Rosh Hashanah? In our upcoming shiur, in our next shiur, we will resolve all these foundational questions and uncover the deeper structure of Rosh Hashanah's judgment. So stay tuned for tomorrow night.